This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House today after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions on recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister are holding talks today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya, scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico early this month, pointedly telling migrants, "Do not come to the U.S." Via remote, this is VOA News. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died. The son of pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father was assassinated in 1983 while under military custody, and his mother led the 1986 People Power revolt that ousted Marcos. Public expectations and approval of Aquino's presidency were high, but the rise of his successor, the brash Rodrigo Duterte, was a reality check on the perceived failures during the reformist Aquino's watch. And in other news, Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper officially shut down on Thursday after issuing its final print edition. Scores of Hong Kongers lined up as newsstands across the city well before dawn to buy 1 million copies of Apple Daily's final edition. Reporters gathered on a rooftop on Next Digital's building throughout the night, beaming their mobile phone lights on the crowd below in a show of solidarity. Apple Daily and its 73-year-old publisher, Next General Digital founder and owner Jimmy Lai, have been the target of Hong Kong authorities since China imposed a strict national security law last June in response to the massive A man involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to two charges as part of a plea deal to cooperate with investigators probing the riot. Graydon Young, a member of a right-wing group, the Oath Keepers, pleaded guilty in the case. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, for additional information, that's VOA's mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.